Craig knows.
Okay, let's call the Northern Swatch County Fire Protection District Board meeting to order at 7:03 because I got screwed up with the time change. Up first is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Director's roll call, Jeff.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Richard.
Yeah.
Will.
Present.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. Any changes, additions, or deletions to tonight's agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Introductions of guests. Is everybody, I think we all know each other, huh? Tonight? Okay. Approval of the minutes from the previous month from February 9th.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, reading of the bills. So I'm going to find them here. Shake Plumbing and Heating. $1,833.80. Extractor Moved. XL Energy, $68.31. Moffitt Electric. ROI Fire and Ballistics Equipment, $1,095. That's G1 masks, mask, and 30 bags.
Right.
Terminex, $604.01. That's Villa Grove, Moffitt, Bonanza, and Swatch. That's not Crestone.
Crestone wasn't listed on any of them.
We don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. I have no idea what they're doing.
And they're doing better.
They're not doing nothing. Because they can't get in this building. They haven't contacted nobody. And there's so much mouse droppings in that kitchen. We just cleaned it. It's overran. Here it is.
Last month, they never wanted them off either.
Yeah, that kid's got a new kid. And
have they?
They've been in Villa Grove. I've seen this.
There was one day I seen them in Moffitt.
I haven't seen any mouse stuff up there.
The cameras never showed them going inside, though.
Okay.
They were running outside, never went in.
I'll call him. They got a new kid. I'll call him and see. Make sure he's going inside.
Poncha Lumber, $1,599.69. Paint and Supplies Swatch. Emergency Solutions Incorporated, $150 monthly. What one is that one?
That's the reporting software.
Oh, okay.
We're still working with Sheriff's Office to get the rest of it done.
Monta Vista Co-op, $2,970.46. Villa Grove and Crestone Propane. ADP, $5,565, February payroll and taxes. Swatch County Public Health, $1,350, random drug test, 2026. XL Energy, $632.61, Swatch Electric and Natural Gas. XL Energy, $37.41, Bonanza Electric. Pinnacle Assurance, $289, Insurance Workman's Comp. Consolidated Communications, $90.48. Moffitt Phone. Consolidated Communications, $89.40. Crestone Phone. Is that one working too?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know why those are.
Almost a dollar off.
Yeah.
They're never the same.
92 cents lower for Crest.
Whatever.
It's closer to their offices where it is.
Wow. SLV Rural Electric, $137 for Villa Grove Electric. SLV Rural Electric, $93 for Crestone Electric. Cielo, $85.44, Swatch Internet. Town of Crestone, $87 for the water and sewer. Digicom Electric, Tronix, $174.65 for a radio charger. Denver Truck Sales, $969 for parts tender 2. That'd be the 4-inch valve. Amazon, $93.39. Office Supplies, Julie. Amazon, $64.24. Printer, Ink, Julie.
Yeah, those are printed here. So any good copy came from my house. The other shit came from this.
CenturyLink, $110.81. That's automatic payments, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
CenturyLink, $147.75. CenturyLink, $79.97. Intuit, $63. Monthly QuickBook for a total $18,480.42. Any questions on the bills?
On that plumbing bill, it was a little bit more than I thought it would be, but he had to go clear back on me because the kitchen sink in here and change all that. It was inch and a half or 2-inch drain pipe going that down and then tied into 3.5. He had to change all that into 3.5 so that wash machines could actually drain. And then he put in 2 separate drain stations out there for me. It turned out real nice, a little bit more than I thought it should be, but there was a lot. There's an itemized bill you guys could look at. I think Julie's got it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different plumbing parts on it.
Okay. And a motion to pay the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Bill's presentation. Up next. Oh. Presentations.
Yvonne, you're up first. Okay. And first, those handouts I gave you were from Yvonne.
So first I need to ask Wes if you got the SFB Foundation grant for the National Junior and Firefighter Program that we talked about. Did you ever get a confirmation?
I did not.
Okay.
I have not gotten a confirmation. I checked all the emails before I came in here.
Okay.
As much.
All right. Then I'll contact them. But it was submitted before March 1st.
Let me get my hammer out.
Okay. The next one that you have in front of you is the Rio Grande Basin. I spoke with Laura Spann, who is the state representative, and then also with Amber, who's the Rio Grande Basin Roundtable Chair. This is for the drilling of the wells, one in Illegrove and one in Moffitt, on the property that you guys have. Okay. So it looks like the Rio Grande Basin Roundtable, after having a conversation with them, that is the best way to go, even though it's a 25% match. The State Conservation Water Conservancy is a 50% match. So I also spoke with some people at the county. We possibly could, if we have a conversation for that 25% match, we could write a sales tax grant to cover $7,500 of it as a possibility. Oh. So anyways, if that's something we want to pursue, then Wes, you and I need to make a date to have a conversation with Amber Pacheco together with drilling costs, what it would cost to...
Right, and that's I'm trying to pin down those costs right now. With Cooper Drilling is the one that I've been kind of pushed toward because they know more of the water structure, the layers in the area. I did call American over and Howard. They don't want to do a big well. So is Cooper, and then Kendall gave me another one. But I'm just trying to pin down what they think our depth would be, what they think the cost per foot's going to be. They can give me the cost per foot, but if I haven't got a clue as to how deep they're going to have to go, then it's really hard to pin down a thing. So
have you talked to NearSink or no?
No. because I was told, you know, the thing is you try to get them all in. Then once we figure out we're going to get the grant, we're going to have to go out for a bid, and that might preclude everybody to, you know, we'd have to go out to a bid on for all of them. So I'm still working on that. I've been talking to Tim Lovato on stuff. He's got, he just contacted me this afternoon, and he's got a set of bowls and a pump that he would donate to us. We'd have to see, you know, what it is.
And he's been really good. I've been speaking with him as well. He's got a lot of information.
Yeah. Well, and he was the well guy for a long time.
Yeah.
So he's going to help us kind of navigate that side of it.
What was his name?
Tim Lovato.
Oh, Tim. Sorry.
He's also got 25 to 30 feet of column pipe that he would donate to try to help save some money. That could go as part of our match.
Absolutely. And his time, if he's donating his time, because that's at like $37 and change, volunteer time.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if he's going to put in, you know, some hours helping us, then we can count that.
Yeah, and then I've got to go down, the 31st, I've got to go down to Alamosa, and I'm going to have a meeting with, Pat McDermott at the Water Division. Because he was going to help us in that Villa Grove along that creek and help us do some of this stuff. So,
how soon do you think that? I mean, like a month?
Yeah, I'm hoping within like the next month. I have good data.
Okay, I mean it's not. We don't have to have. We're in the cycle two funding on that sheet.
Right.
Deadline. So it's not till July 1st. Well, June 1st. It's better to present it earlier than later, but it's not exactly due until July 1st. When they review it, but to present it to them, if they have any questions, stuff, we can iron out any kinks. So the sooner the better.
Absolutely. So I'm trying to get it done. It's just a matter of getting here back.
Sure.
We had a lot of other stuff this month with the attorneys.
Anything I can do on that to help you make connections?
Yeah. Right at this point, I've reached out to everybody. It's just a matter of I'm going to have to take some time and go down there. So.
Okay.
But. Cooper's, you know, Tim's reached out to them too to see if he can't bend their ear a little quicker to us.
And
so.
It's just estimates, really. I mean,
right, that's all it is, an estimate.
Concrete. It's not like a contract or something.
Yeah, but if he can give us an idea because of the structure of the land structure, how far we're going to have to go down to get, you know, to get a decent well, you know, we want 400 gallon a minute if we can get it.
So as long as he gets it to you before June, we should be good.
Well, we've got to meet with Laura Spann before that.
Yeah, I would say, I would like May 1st.
Yeah, I'm hoping to have it before tax day.
Before tax day?
Okay. And so May 1st at the latest?
Yeah, I'm working on trying to get it right before to get everything put together by tax day. So.
Okay. Is that grant only guaranteed if you hit a wet hole? Because we did one... Double check on that because it sounds like the same grant we did for up on the private above our BLM, and they only guarantee it. We'll only refund that 75% if you hit a wet hole. If you hit a dry hole, they do not.
The money's gone.
Wait a minute, was it that grant or was that the HPP grant that you guys got?
This one.
Beer Garden Basin?
Yep.
And you used the cost share with the HPP?
HPP.
That's right.
Because they would be. The cost share, but to the HPP, but it was only guaranteed down in the very bottom. In fine line, it said only guaranteed if you hit a wet hole, and X amount of gallons of water. That's just.
So
Jeff knows what I'm talking about.
So a wet hole, mm-hmm. And it was also some.
So you're putting in for a larger well, 400 to 600 gallon a minute. If you only hit 150 gallon a minute. It's considered a wet hole, but it doesn't match what you're shooting for. So
we're in trouble on funding.
Yeah. And then you pay.
Well, the other thing is if this thing
drilling fee.
Yeah.
If this thing comes in here, and it's like the one in La Garita, I don't know how far they had to go down, but they told me that they were at $250,000. The county put $270,000 or $275,000 in. They're at $250,000. and they were only getting 200. They were only going to get a 200 gallon a minute. Well, that's going to take us 20 minutes to fill a truck. That's flat runtime. So we're hoping for better. I would hope for 400 plus. So, you know, but if it comes in at that kind of money, 25%, we're probably not going to have the match. That's going to be a problem, but we need to get a little bit further in this and kind of.
Would this be for both wells?
We'll try both, but if we can only do one, that's maybe what we have to set a priority. So if we had to set a priority between Moffett and Villa Grove, what would be your priority?
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
Probably Moffett.
Getting water out of that well that he bought.
Listen to this.
Smith is going to be $30 an hour plus whatever the water costs.
We know that.
So
we already know. That's one of the things that's going in our grant.
Yeah. So, and there's no keys given out. He's got to have somebody, one of his personnel, sitting there talking to him. I talked to him when we were over to the caucus the other night.
Yeah.
And so that's.
Yeah, and Kelly kind of told me that was coming.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Can we still use that well on GG?
Huh?
It's good well last of us using that.
The hydrant is there off the hot springs. You just have to call the office first because and they did away with their automatic settings on their generator. Oh. So if you just dump water out it, you'll crash their generator. So you've got to call them first.
It's such high. It's like
160 PSI.
Oh, it's a lot. Or over 200. It'll lot.
Almost split them fire hoses.
Yeah, it will. It.
The truck, so
if you don't open it all the way up, and it'll shoot, it'll cut the hose.
The
gate valves don't work on it either.
Worry about that pond up there, because I know you can get water right there. It's just north of his house on 61.
Oh, he said it was available anytime right there on 61 on that pull off.
Yeah.
On 62.
We may need
it this summer.
That's what we're working on. So
he told me that last year.
If we had
there's water in the pond,
we will know a little bit more next month. I hope I'll have more to give you guys and talk about. So be thinking about that priority because if it's going to be way too much money, we may have to crank it back a little bit and hit it two times in a row.
Anything I can do to help you, Wes, with any of that?
Right now, I've got Tim's helping me with some of it, and I got to meet with Pat McDermott. I go down on the 31st and have a big meeting with the state, and then I'm going to meet with Pat McDermott that day, try to get some maps and show him what we're looking at. Yeah.
How much did the well and Lagerita cost?
They're at $250,000 and they're not done yet. But nobody can tell me how deep they had to go. I just know from what my experiments tell me that they're at $250,000. Hmm. And they're only estimate they're going to get 200 gallon a minute. So they didn't drill a 10 inch pipe. I think they drilled six.
610.
Wow. So.
It's a lot of money.
I don't know how deep they had to go or what they had to do. So.
Well, the round table is better than the state because that's a 50% match.
Yeah, exactly. So,
if we can do it through the round table,
it
would be the best.
Wow.
So, what do you need? Do you want to? Are you wanting to go with him when he meets with Pat, or what do you want to see?
Yeah, I can.
That would be great. This adds more information to my brain.
Yeah, I can. I'll definitely try to.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
What time's my meeting down there that day? I could call you, Yvonne. I don't. Okay. My meeting, I think, is at 10 to 11 that day.
And it's
10 to 1.
It's March 31st?
Yeah.
Okay.
Moffett would be more shallow, wouldn't it?
Anything else for me?
There's a 9 o'clock, do you? Jerry Berry has a well down Hayden, like you go to Hayden Pass, in that little grove of trees right there. There's a well right there that they have adjudicated for water that we found with a GPS one day too, so that might be another.
That's Jerry Berry's?
Yeah, it's Jerry Berry's. It's on Canyon Creek's farm right there, that cattle farm right there, that we might be able to see if they would help us. If we can't get enough funding for Villa Grove, maybe we can get access to that well for water up there too.
Is that already like...
It's already drilled. It's already adjudicated. We just have to put a plumber on it. If they have to put that in, so. Yeah.
So you need funding for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, there's now 3-phase power in Villa Grove, so you'd either have to have an inverter, which the REC doesn't like to have on their lines because of the static, or you're going to have to power it off a generator.
Mm-hmm. And put a gear head on it and put a motor and tank and stuff right there.
Is that the one where that truck used to sit, just half of a truck?
Yep. Yep, right there.
Is it still sitting there?
No, it's down. It's down a little ways from that.
Yeah,
I wonder what half
on,
a truck
on
is.
The north side of the road.
It's still on there.
Ferriol's old place.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which is
Ridgely's.
Ridgely's.
Yeah. Ryland Good.
Did he buy it? The Ryland Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll have to research that.
Okay.
See what happens.
All right, well, let me know if I can do any research for you. Or
okay.
Whatever, you know.
We could make that one work with Ryland. Oh.
Yeah, my meeting down there is at from 10 to 12, so I'll call Pat and see if he'd be in the office before that or after that.
Okay.
And then you said you'd put the other grant in?
Yeah. The Kerr Foundation.
The Kerr Foundation grant.
Yeah.
So. For the that's for the youth stuff, and
yeah.
I haven't gotten confirmation back yet, so.
Okay. That was for almost $8,000. Most of it was the cost of equipment for them to dress up. Not that they would participate in that with that program, but they could do other part pieces of it. I mean, they would do it actively.
Yeah.
Fighting fire, but they would have kind of a modified. Anyways. So that was mostly equipment and like, patches and like that, uniforms. So. I have a letter for, from Moffitt gave me a letter. The other schools did not give me a letter in timely fashion, so I did not get one from them, but Moffitt gave me a nice letter for working with it. And I talked to the other schools and they were wanting to do it. I just got one letter from Moffitt, which is fine. So but all the schools wanted to participate.
She asked me about it the other night and how it was going. I said, well, that's a week and a half.
Okay. All right. Andy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she was very supportive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions for me?
I don't have.
All right.
Thank
you.
Again, if you need something up there with Dell, let us know.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Thank you for coming. All right. Financial report.
Okay. The district received $86,811.06 for the general fund this month and $5,786.54 for the pension fund. There was a check there you guys signed for $250 for the pension. That was to run the 1099s for the pension fund. It's just a new bill because I can't run them anymore. And I got the bill today, so that's why it was handwritten.
She asked me whether we should run that bill from the pension fund or run that from the general fund. And I told her the general fund simply because... just puts another line item in that pension fund. That it's $250. It's not. It's we pay it with everything else. So.
QuickBooks charged us for payroll. $740. We don't use QuickBooks for payroll. I sent a request and they refunded the $740. Yeah, I don't know what to say. They
owe you $10.
They owe me more than that. I sat on hold for 45 minutes, but whatever. just so the board's aware, MES purchased Sea Western. And a few guys from Sea Western lost their jobs, so whoever you have a contact with MES, that's probably who you deal with for either now.
Absolutely. David Bowlings is our contact for Bauer. He went to work for another company because he just didn't think he could work for MES in the way they do business. They also took over Homatro, or our Homatro dealer. When they called me, I told them no, we would continue to work with Craig Fire and Rescue for our Homatro tools and our services. So I don't have a lot of faith in MES. They've pulled this stuff for years and years and years. They took over the Genesis rescue tool stuff. We took our rescue tools up to them. They wouldn't fix them. They did everything, sent us a nice bill, and they never did run. So I'm already reached out to David Bowlings, who was with Sea Western, and
he will check the SCBA stuff.
Yes, and he's with another company out of Denver that it's a Bauer dealership. So
they'll still be able to.
Yeah, we'll still have David as our rep,
and so be able to fix anything. Or
yep. Okay. So. Anyway,
In the bills this month was that $150 for Emergency Solutions, which is the reporting software that we're still getting up and running. I'm just going to ask if I can have permission to pay for the year on that, not write 10 months or fill checks for $150, if the board's okay with me paying for the rest of the year.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody else? Good?
You good with that?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I also got a renewal for the Colorado State Firefighters Association. It cost $300. Do you guys want to belong to that again?
Yes.
And if so, I'll pay it next month.
I say yes. What do you guys say?
Yes, and they're even talking about bringing that, not this year, but next year back to Gunnison, the training. So
the board wants me to add it to the bills next month?
Yes, please.
Yep.
I received a lien notice from the Swatch County Treasurers for the water bill in Crestone. They put a lien against the Crestone Firehouse. I called and talked to Regina. She let me know that since it was already paid, that the Crestone could take care of the situation, not me. So I called and talked to Patty in Crestone. I was not rude. I was direct. She asked me to pay the bill. I said, no, I've already paid it. I'm not going to pay it again. I definitely caught her off guard. So I'm sorry if you hear that your bookkeeper is rude. I wasn't, but I was not going to pay the bill twice. So after mutual phone calls and whatnot, they proceeded to take their own darn check to Swatch County, pay off the lien, and I got a receipt that it's all taken care of. I have begged, pleaded, and almost sold a child to get them to either mail me or email me a bill. I have been dealing with this for 7 months. We'll see what happens next month. I know the town of Crestone's got a lot of junk going on.
You guys move out of that building. The town owns it now.
Yeah. So, it's paid. It's taken care of. If they said I was rude, I was not, but I refused to pay the bill twice. It's not my fault. It's their problem. So I have a receipt from Regina. She sent me the receipt showing it's paid. There's no longer a lien on the building. And I'm not going to hold my breath that I get an $87 bill next month either. I did find out they're using QuickBooks now, and they don't know how to work it yet. But that ain't going to cut it for what they got going on. So that's their problem. That.
Ever heard anybody put a lien on a firehouse?
For one water bill?
No, it was for like $3 and the $189 for the hydrant fee. Don't even get me the conversation on why exactly are we paying water and hydrant fees? You know, if we can't hook up to them, what happens to the town? I got a little hot.
I wonder if that's part of the Baca water and sand jacket. No. Too.
My understanding is they're separate.
Town of Crestone has their own water source and supply, but they do send their sewer to Baca Water and Sand.
We're not getting a sewer hookup, we're getting water, is what the kid is.
Oh no, half of that bill's sewer.
Yeah, but it's just.
Yeah, so anyways, it is done, there's no lien, it is paid, and we'll see if I get a bill next month. So that's all I got, gentlemen, unless you got a question for me.
Anything else for that?
Bless you.
Firefighter membership applications, resignations, and requests for retirement.
Villa Grove has one resignation from Shelby Wilson, and there's the letter.
It was actually a really nice letter.
The penmanship's better than Francis's.
It is not. A little bit. Do we need to approve that or?
Nope. No.
Okay. We went over it in our meeting last
night. So, do you have a copy of this for your?
Yes.
Okay, for her file.
Other than parking the lawn, we don't have anyway.
Okay. Anything else on that?
Well, we have this tabled application, but can we save that for our business?
Yeah, I think it's in here on...
They're at the bottom, they're supposed to discuss the bylaws again.
Yeah.
Good after that.
Yeah, I'll be down there. Okay, fire department reports. Crestone.
Okay, Crestone had 64.5 regular hours, 27 training hours, for a total of 91.5 hours. We had one stand down for an RV fire. Our training was on wildland / tool repairs / tool inventory / vehicle exercise / work day on the building. We did a lot, yeah. We're preparing for our event that is this Saturday, March 14th. 2 p.m. is the fire prevention, and 5 p.m. is a movie. Everyone is invited. Everyone in the department wanted to thank the district for all the new equipment we received. E5 wheel locks were set on our last training day for four-wheel drive. But we're implementing a new program to eliminate this being an issue in the future. That's all I have.
You got one other thing with Crestone. I gave you guys a copy of a thing's petition for no outlet on Hemlock Street near Lime Street. So Craig's... The first couple of pages are what they're giving the town. And then there's a three pages of email back and forth to Craig from this gentleman, Joseph McCulloch. Anyway, they want to shut down Hemlock Street from Galena Street to Lime Street. And their reasons are for safety and speed. The lack of police presence and speed control measures have encouraged high speeds, creating unsafe conditions for pedestrians. Air quality, each passing vehicle generates excessive dust, etc.
Which one's Hemlock?
If you look at the next page.
One's parallel to Iron.
Actually, if you look at the back page, I gave you an aerial view. So you will see right at the top corner, there is
the firehouse
right here. And you will see the school right here.
Oh, okay, so it's like this to the east. This would be east, right?
So you see the school and the... And then right here is Living Wisdom, which is a housing project for the old folks. So you turn... if you go up past the firehouse, straight up to that two blocks, you'll hit Hemlock. And this is Hemlock right here.
Yeah.
So right between the school and the old folks?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it blocks that off. So what it does is makes a one-way into the one-way in and out from the school and the housing, Living Wisdom housing. So there's no second way out. We think that's dumb.
A little bit.
And so we would, both Craig and I agree, we would like to write the city a letter saying we would not support this proposal, and those are the reasons why.
Motion to deny.
So we would ask you guys to give us a motion to go ahead and write that to the school and.
Motion to deny.
Okay.
I mean, in fairness, they did design it with a gate that could be locked. We could unlock it for emergencies, but...
But that doesn't let people out, you know? We're in this whole wooey thing. We're in everything else. It just flat doesn't make sense because some guy doesn't like dust on his windows. Live at my house.
Yeah, no shit. Live in my house.
Yeah. Live with mine.
Like exactly.
59 right there. All the damn kids that's got to run up and down and see how fast they go around the corner and... Then Z from 59 out to the highway has got to be a racetrack.
Exactly, but we think this is a safety issue if they, we just don't think they should. The second page of that shows how they wanted to block it off. So that's their hand drawn. So the school would sit right over here, and the housing right over here. And so there's no way out.
Can I have a copy? Yes, ma'am. Who seconded
that? I did.
Thank you. All in favor of that motion?
Aye.
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 I have all that in emails. So
thank you.
Okay.
How's that, Craig?
So is it the city doing it or a guy doing it?
He's the guy's petitioning the city.
Gotcha.
So we want to oppose that to the city. Gotcha. We're not. We can't tell city. Oh, you can't do that. But we want to definitely.
Well, it's not like there's a whole lot of streets up there now to begin with.
Yeah.
So we already have issues with a few residents on Hemlock because there's alleyways and other streets that aren't developed, but they're driveway developed to other houses. So like there's a street that's undeveloped but used as a driveway to like three houses that we can't even get into. So if there was a big fire in that area, we would have trouble getting to those houses already.
What would this guy do? Right here. It looks like his comes out onto Hemlock.
Yeah, he would have to go
and then past this one also.
He would have to go out past the school.
He'd have to go out down this way.
The closure's like right here.
But what about this one here comes out?
They'd have to go clear down and come down by the firehouse.
Okay.
Yes, we deal with some fun stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Is that all there is for Crestone then? Moffitt? You're up.
Training hours, we had 18 training hours. Membership hours, we had 56 for a total of 74. We had three MVAs, two vehicle fires, two controlled burns and one structural pulse alarm. And the training was on the trucks for some of our new guys and stuff like that. We went over the trucks again. Hmm? Oh, and then we have our fundraiser for July 25th and then the spayed neuter clinic coming up too if you guys want to look at those.
25th?
The 25th of July.
What's the times?
4 to 8.
What are you doing for the fundraiser?
The Cajun Boil, okay. Annual Cajun Boil. And then we got the spade and neuter clinic going on again.
At that same time?
No.
April. Just can ask.
What kind of cook off are you? No, I'm just kidding.
Oysters.
The boil and oysters.
Can I try oysters?
Yep.
When's the spade and neuter clinic?
April 17th to 19th.
17th, 18th,
19th.
Yeah,
17th,
18th, 19th.
I didn't write that one.
June?
July.
July?
25th.
Cat and puppy oysters.
But the spade neuter is April.
Spade neuter is April.
Yeah. Rocky Mountain cat and puppy oysters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're mixing it up.
17th, 18th, and 19th, right?
No.
I wonder if the alley cat tastes like Mountain Lion.
Oh, man.
I bet if you went to Hoonan's, you probably eat that cat.
Do I have a motion to approve both of these before this conversation goes elsewhere?
Yes.
I haven't all looked at them yet.
Oh, well, sorry. But Will made a motion.
Second.
Yeah, that's good.
Third.
Because I got to sign them. All in favor?
Aye.
Board approval, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, board member signature. It doesn't even hit. And that one has president. Oh, wow. So you could sign this one. It's the ninth in it. Okay. Is that it? Swatch.
All right, Swatch at 28 training hours. We train on SCBAs, did a maze out here in the
say 28
in the mm-hmm. park or in the bay. Figured out I can fit through a 18 inch stud,
16 inch
on center stud, fully backed up still.
That was interesting.
Shit, all of us fit through it. It was crazy. Yeah.
Was this a training or
training?
Or see how your weight's doing training?
Well, there was that too.
And then so we had 28 hours of training. 89 membership hours for a total of 117. We had one car fire, one RV fire, one stand down, and four motor vehicle accidents. The 21st, 6:30 to 7 o'clock in the morning is when we're planning our burn for the district. We'd like to meet the 20th, 6:30 or 7 o'clock here to get for kind of a
pre-planned,
and that's all dependent. If we're in a red, we wake up that morning and it's red flag before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're probably done for the day. But if not, we're going to go there. I went to call Matt because we've got training next week with him, and he said he'd call me back, and that was at 10 o'clock this morning. And all I did was hear him on the radio half the day running, so I didn't get a call back. It'll either be next Tuesday or Wednesday night, and it'll probably be 6 o'clock. So if the other departments want to come up and join us.
What's it on?
It'll be rapid fire. It'll be your first, kind of your first day of, or half of your first day of Wild Earth Structure Academy. Reading the smoke, outside scene size up, 360s.
That's next week.
And then, depending on weather, we'd like to kind of start, I didn't write nothing up yet, but we'd like to kind of start thinking about 4th of July again, depending on the weather. It takes a lot of time to get it all. If we get moisture in between now and then, it's hard to say, but it takes so long to get it. To get stuff planned on that.
Okay.
If you guys are all in favor of that again.
I have no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you just get us a little thing written up or copy last year's and put new dates on it?
I'll have something. Tabitha, write you guys something up for next month. I just kind of want to get the general feel of it.
Agreed.
And if you guys was like, nope, don't want to deal with it, then I was going to get nothing written up. But if you guys are thinking it's okay, we'll continue.
Light it up.
So. All right.
What day was that, the training with Matt on?
It'll either be Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
17th or 18th?
Yep, it'll be. Okay. He's going to shoot for our regular training night, Tuesday night. But depending on how his kid did in hockey, if they're going to Springs or not, we'll do it Wednesday night. So. I didn't want to take away from his time with his kid at hockey. So.
Absolutely.
So on that burn, we're meeting here on the 20th at 6 p.m. And then the burn is the 21st at 6 a.m.?
6:30. Between
6:30. Like to light it up. 6:30, it's still dark.
Right as that sun's coming up, I'd like to get it started that way. This morning. I mean, most of your wildland stuff, you begin it right at sun up if you're out fighting wildland fire. So, get you a better time before the afternoon windstorms. No shooting coyotes as they're running out of the fire out there, Jeff.
Well, that takes all the damn fun out of it.
Oh, that's going to be fun because there's a bunch of them out there.
There is a bunch of them out there.
You can't.
Go sit on 55 and start plinking them as they're coming across because they'll be running.
Or Z.
Okay. Yep. You got anything else, Kevin?
That's all I've got.
Hill Grove had 48 and a half regular hours, 68 and a half training hours for a total of 117. We had 6 calls, 2 motor vehicle accidents, 2 controlled burns, 1 vehicle fire, and 1 stand down, which is also an NVA. We trained on inventory, new truck, or Attack 2, Attack 22, and the building. Did SCBA checks, replaced batteries, and topped off airbags. And then I imagine we'll be talking about Thunder 2 later on, but it's out of service right at the moment.
Did you get batteries for your sign?
I thought we got one to start working.
Okay.
What, your stop sign?
Their stop sign, that blizzard the other day, I went rolling up and I didn't see them until they were right there, even though I knew where they were at, the sign. And so I told him to get some batteries for that sign.
Right at that moment, I just got to doing traffic control. We just released Chafee and just didn't get a chance yet.
So is that the newer sign?
Yeah.
It's not one of the old ones that take the C-cells.
No,
okay. I can order one or two.
We'd like to order 2 more of those flashing signs to put on our rescue too, but that's
we'll have to ask the board there. Yeah. New business, but we can order batteries. So
some batteries, if you can, some extras.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that. For anybody else, need the batteries for them?
We've got batteries. We could use one more sign.
We'll talk about that in new business.
We could use another sign because we smacked a vehicle with it.
Oh, man, these kids are rough on stuff.
That wouldn't need to happen. You don't need
any extra batteries.
Batteries were good on wooden signs.
Okay.
Anything else, Billy Grove?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. District Chef report.
Well, it's kind of a busy month, as Sean will tell you.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for paper. we had a conversation with the attorney with regard to the WUI code, resiliency code, and. You know, he kind of says, well, he him out about roundabout whether we needed to do it or not. So we went over and had a conversation with Hugo Frischow, the chief in Gunnison, because part of theirs is in our county too, and they bought us. What's in Gunnison County, they're letting the county do. So the county will do that. They'll do the inspections, everything else. What's in our county, they're not going to touch. Because our county absolutely says we're not going to do it, as well as 50 other counties and multiple fire districts Now they're coming out with a new part of the schedule. We were supposed to have the adoption done by April 1st. Now the state's backing back on that a little bit. So there's not going to be any teeth in this until they get all these lawsuits and the unfunded mandate stuff taken care of. And so I don't see a real pressure for us to go ahead and do this yet. We are going to, David is with the emergency management, and I are both continuing to go to all the classes online or whatever to figure out, you know, anything else that comes out about this. Right now, as we've found that they're not going to stop the grants that we would have any access to right now anyway, because all the other grants require us to have 3 years of NFERS, and we don't have 3 years. We'll just be getting our first one in this year. So I don't see a hurry, and neither does Gunnison County with the other, and the county absolutely does not. We sat at 4 hours in a meeting with them the other day, and they just flatly said no. And part of that's coming from Tom McCracken from the Crestone side. And the other thing is we don't have the authority, statutory authority. If we adopt it, there's going to be a gray area as to whether the cities have adopted it or not, whether they would fall into compliance. So I just don't know what's going to happen there. You know, if we adopt it, we can't enforce it in Crestone. Or they can sue us and say, yeah, you can, when we didn't adopt it. So there's a lot of gray areas they're trying to pin down. So they're giving us extra time. So I do have another WUI meeting. It's an online meeting with Headwaters Economics. They're kind of doing this statewide, and they're out of Gilpin County. So they're really putting a lot of effort into trying to figure this out so it's not so hard if and when we have to do this. So that said, we did do another one on enforcement. This next one is an email. It's extra resources. What they found out and who we can deal with. So they're doing a lot of legwork for these small counties trying to figure out, and small fire districts, who has to do it and who doesn't have to do it. Gunnison County is going ahead and doing it because they were in the old IBC, the International Building Code, wildland plan, and that required them to put 30,000-gallon cisterns in and everything else that didn't make any sense and they weren't useful. Hugo said, we won't use the dang things because every time we go out there and flip them on, all we do is get a truckload of varmint bones. So it's actually stepping back for them, and then the county's got their own inspectors that are going to do it, so no big deal to Hugo. But so I think we just kind of table that and let us run our course for a while.
Yeah, if we don't have the county to back us up, then.
And there's 50 counties that are filing they're refusing to do it. So
that's plenty of leverage.
There's 64 counties in the state, and 50 of them aren't doing it. That tells you a little bit of something. So that's it. While we were over talking to Hugo, we got to tour their training facilities, and Sean probably has about 10 hours of video. He's got a lot. Was good.
Get it off my phone.
It was good. It was good. Their whole training facility, it's all made out of Connexes, 28 Connexes, Sean. Yeah, yeah. They have them even three story, pretty elaborate. They had some guys out in New York helping them do this, and it's really elaborate. They do want you guys to come over and train. Mm-hmm. They will take crews from the firefighters. I would like to see us go through at least this first one with Matt before you go over. They can do anywhere from, you know, brand new firefighters, which that's what we would start, to the big guns, you know, height, rescue from the you know, fourth floor and stairwells, and it's pretty incredible. Cool. They got multiple areas in there they can burn. They drywall it out and they can burn. They can vent. They can do the Denver drills. Whatever, but. So that's kind of a cool thing. Then we asked them, we were standing there, they showed Sean and I around, and asked them about this one old tender they had sitting there, because they had two brand new ones. And it's like a 79 International. It's a commercial 4x4 tender. It's 1,200 gallons.
DT-466.
And I said, what are you doing with that? And he said, you can have it if you want it. So that was kind of off the cuff. So I called Hugo again, and I said, were you serious? And he said, yeah. If your board says you write me an email that says you would take that, I'll have it pulled in the shop, made sure it's running, because he's got mechanics. It was running when they put it in there, and you guys can come get it. So I would ask the board if they would like us to do that. If we have to pull this tender out of commission for, you know, to get a new tank, it's 1,200. This one's only a 1,200 gallon tank, but it's four wheel drive. That would at least give us an extra little bit of water. Then
from
if
this
we,
angle, it looks like it has wooden spokes.
That's one just like it. That's an 82 or something.
Okay.
It's just like that, only this one's red. It's that one they're asking 50 grand for, but that's the same truck.
It's just a nice looking truck.
2 years newer. Then I thought, well, if we had to, you know, this is a kind of truck that we wouldn't have a lot of money into it.
It's all set up and ready to go.
It's pretty much, it's even got the portable tank on the side. If we had to set it at KV for the summer, because we have John close, we have Tabitha's close, yeah. Nick's close, mm-hmm. David and George are close. We could pass it. We could pass out some keys and say, hey, go get this thing if we need to.
Scott is not close.
No, but John is.
Yeah, it looks better than this one here.
It looks better than that. And I just
take good care of their stuff.
It's a good looking truck.
I just thought, you know, that might be something, and then we could maybe put it in Bonanza. You know, if it doesn't work out or whatever. But
so what do you want, in a directive or a motion?
I would just ask you guys to say we would like you to go ahead and
pursue
that.
Yep.
Go get it.
Writing a letter to...
Write a letter.
Second. See.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
You need me to write a letter?
No, I just sent an email is all I've got to do.
Okay.
So, and I've known Hugo since he was a little bitty kid. The UA testing had no issues this year. We had one dilute. Our policy was if you dilute, their recommendation is that you come back in and retest right quick. That person did that for me with no problems. He just drank too much water and trying to make sure he could go. And passed it, so
really
they all came
test.
Back. Not one issue.
Okay.
So I'm real, real happy to not have to go deal with people this year on things.
Good.
So.
The message is out. Good.
So we've got a couple of guys that haven't tested yet, but they should be back here from... Whenever they come back from work or been gone for the winter, they will get in there and test. So that's just a matter of getting a hold of Mona and getting that done. So Chella's gone. She moved. So she still works for public health, but she's working remote. So she's in Sterling. And then she'll be back 1 week out of the month.
Mona.
Mona Lovato.
Well, she went to an armpit of Colorado.
I do as well. When she was sitting in here, he looked familiar. He used to work with my ex-uncle. Yeah.
Anything else, Wes?
That's what I have.
Okay. Old unfinished business, truck repairs. We got oil change, Bonanza Attack.
We changed that into Tender 1 project, or Tender 2 project this month.
Yeah, I know.
Started out to rebush Tender 2 pump, Sean and I did.
Repack it?
Wes was there. They're packing on it because it was leaking. By the time we got it stripped down, the bearings were bad, or starting to go bad in it. And that truck came into us at Villa Grove that broke the pump originally. So we put half of an old pump on it. And we decided it was not worth packing and going any farther. I bought a pump several years back for Tender 11 up in Moffitt, same pump. And we didn't end up needing it, so it's going on that truck. But then we tore down the valves that weren't closing and got one where it works. The second one does not work. It just came in today.
Yep, brand new one.
Brand new one. So it went from a little project to an overhaul. We'll try to get it back up and running this week. Your turbo boot came in, left, and it should be back in tomorrow. Okay. I ordered it from Mon Vista down there, Myers Brothers. They called me and said it was in. Jessica stopped to pick it up, and it wasn't there. And they looked on a work order, and it went out on a truck. So that's what happens when you're 2 days late getting your parts picked up.
That pump, when we got into that pump in Villa Grove, it actually had a gasket from the inside of a hose that was sitting in there on the impeller and just burnt stuff up. It'd come out of a hose somewhere. Yeah. It was Crestone's fault, so what we all decided.
And then Tender 7's water tank, that's not mine, that's what's
Tender 7 water tank, you guys asked me to see what it would cost to put a replacement tank on there. I called DTI truck out of an equipment out of Denver. I called Kirsten Trailer. Neither one of those would even think about it, doing a Denver equipment, tanking equipment wouldn't think about doing it. Denver truck said they're making tanks still. They're steel tanks. They're no longer 3/16 gauge, they're full quarter gauge. And they figured they could do it for around $30,000 or less. So
just make a tank?
They'll install it. They'll the whole thing.
It'll
be installed. It'll be painted. It'll be, you know, if they need to put new valves on there, while they got the tank off, that'll happen. So
they'll put new valves, new pump, new spray heads.
I didn't ask them about the pump, but well, you know, I'm sure I could. The pump's about $1,500, brand new. So
I'd say fix it right while you're there.
Yeah, that one's got. That truck has oil prime on it, so it drafts really well and those things. So, but Ken Rich is the guy we originally bought the truck from. He is still there. His uncle is still the bookkeeper, and his uncle's 97. He comes in every morning at 5:30 to start doing the books. So
do you need
if you guys are interested in doing that, we would make a motion and. Ken and I will get it figured out, and I'll have to have somebody drive that truck up there, and I'll bring them home. And it'll probably be between 2 and 4 weeks to have it completed.
Did find a tender at that, what was it, garage? Is that right, Wes?
Yeah, it was.
But it didn't have the spray bars on it. It had everything else. It had a Series 60 Detroit and a 13-speed. It's a 92 Freightliner. That's the truck right there. They lowered the price on it to $55,000. So for $25,000, we can upgrade the truck. It's got 305,000 or 320,000 miles on it. Sitting in Arkansas, that's the truck if you want to look at it.
My problem with that is $55,000 and you have no pump and roll capacity. So you have no spray bars.
So I'd make a motion that we send this yellow one up there and put a tank on it and put a new pump on it and new valves and fix it right.
One of the things Jeff suggested, if we're going to do that, is we ought to have him look at that suspension on that front end where Calvin jumped that damn thing over.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure that spring's not cracked on that right side.
But he's got that. They've got everything to do that kind of stuff. So.
Kendall, what do you think?
I think we need if we can rebuild it. I'd like that truck Jeff found, but I like my spray bars, and I don't know what it would, when you start to add spray bars and stuff.
Well, it's going to cost you, we know valve was, electric valve was $1,000. Mm-hmm. So
you're probably looking at 10.
You're probably looking at another six to 10 on there. Mm-hmm. $6,000 to $10,000. So
my motion stands. Let's take this truck. Let's fix it right.
And they would,
because honestly, we use those spray bars
over.
Yes,
as much as we do.
Yeah.
Structure fire.
This truck here has proved itself for a lot of years.
It has.
And I think it's worth.
And in fact, Ken said he'd buy it back, the chassis back, if we didn't want to do something.
And I don't see why we don't take, before it goes, the valves and the pump and stuff that's on it, that are good, let's take them off and hang on to it, because they're just going to send that tank to scrap.
Yeah, he'll send it back. That tank's pretty scrapped out. I don't
let them scrap the tank and let's keep the valves and the pump and all that stuff.
He'll send all that back with me.
Yeah, or take it off where it goes. Yeah.
So did we ever check on those jakes that we got back here in the back? If you're going that far, you just want to look and put them on.
They were
not. We had that checked. And
Rob Lambert got those.
I think they had cleared the hood.
Rob Lambert got those jakes and had a big idea, and they wouldn't clear anything. So
yeah,
I don't even think they're full jakes.
They aren't.
I think we looked at them, and they wasn't all there.
Yeah, they're not all there.
They're not complete.
They need to just leave and go bye-bye if somebody wants them.
So Richard got a motion.
Anybody second it?
Will.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. I'll call him tomorrow.
Why don't we check with like ACA or James Cooley or one of those guys with a detach? Just have them haul that truck up there.
It'd probably be $1,800 or better to haul it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking all the extra miles on the poor old girl running her that damn far up there and back.
I can have my son talk to James in the morning if you want.
I know a detach, we've had it up on it. But we took it down for the motor.
Yeah, seems like every time we have freight, we have a pretty high bill.
Yeah. It's only about 340 miles round trip.
I'll have to call him and schedule it.
Yeah, I can probably drive it up there for you.
Since the oil is good in it.
Yeah, I'll just go up with you so we can tell him what we want and
it'll be going up empty.
Yeah.
What color are they gonna?
This will be a new rack.
Yeah.
What color would we have them paint the tank?
Anything.
Well, green. But I thought we were thinking we would do it. The other colors of the scales.
There you go.
You want to just do it blue, and that way the two will match.
Well, they won't paint the whole truck, but just the tank.
What would they charge us to paint it, old girl?
You're probably talking about another $5,000 or $6,000 because paint's not cheap.
If they paint the tank blue, and then you think we could wrap that cab?
Let's paint it red if we're going to paint it something. Wrap the cab red. Fire trucks aren't blue; they're red.
Depends on how hot the fire is. You got a nice blue flame coming out. Then we match.
That was a hot truck.
I don't know if that chain, red paint, is that more than
Red's gonna, red's an expensive paint.
Yep.
Talk to them and see, and then because we'd have time to talk about that next meeting.
Yeah, if I.
Because you're a month out, you're at least a month out before they may not even get into it for 3 weeks yet.
Yeah, he said they're. He said they're right now. They're kind of at the slow side of things. Summer they'll pick up, but
so we might have it back by.
He said as soon as I get it up there, as soon as we schedule, we're 2 to 4 weeks. And that's they pull it in the shop and they're not gonna mess around. The tank they have a 3,750 gallon and a 4,000 gallon tank already made.
So oh, ready to go on.
They keep them there.
Oh, sweet.
So they make them and they're ready. They have them there all the time.
Let Kendall figure out the color.
So I think I'm just gonna.
Answer your question. Yes, we could.
If they would put 4,000 on.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have them put the 4,000 gallon tank on there.
Saturday. You know, for a long time, Lamar had lime green fire trucks.
Everybody had a lime green fire trucks.
You bet.
I like it.
You can see it.
I like lime green.
It's before wrestling.
Well, they said they were easier to see at night.
Okay, move on.
Okay. Anything else on truck repairs?
Not what I know of.
Custom building update.
Is it done?
Almost.
Oh, man.
You guys still have a chance.
We're not running yet.
You still have a chance.
I mean, there's a big push now because we're inviting the community this Saturday, so we've been pushing pretty hard to get a lot of things done in the building.
So we might be able to take it off for next month?
No.
He doesn't want to lose his permanent thing. He doesn't want to lose his place in line.
So that's moving along. We did have Alcon up. They finished the doors, so the doors are now working on electricity, and they repaired the broken window, which was on them. I did call Cooley office to order the dirt or the road base. I questioned whether that was appropriate versus like washed rock, and she was going to have James call me, and he has yet to do that, so I'm waiting to hear from him.
You'll just have to call him. Do you have his cell number?
I think I do.
Because he don't call back usually.
Yeah. Just call him direct.
I mean, road base would help get the ditch level and help easily level the blocks, but I don't know if it's good for drainage if you need additional wash rocks underneath for drainage.
James Sell.
Okay.
719-588-2406. Did the sheriff's office move in up there yet?
They have not. They haven't done anything. I have this email from Crescent Moon Construction, and this is on the reduction in price because they reduced their original bid to fit our bid. They also had some unpaid labor, additional materials, operating expenses. So they're requesting a tax deduction form for 2025 of $29,834.54. So that's how much they've donated in labor extras reduction.
Can you get the amount again?
Yeah, I'll give you the.
Thank you.
I'm still working on mine, but I'll be asking the same for the same thing for my company.
Forget it.
You can ask. There's a reason I'm sitting over here.
Mine has some target on this thing.
Mine will have another zero on the end.
And which end? Zero?
On the front? On the back.
This is just work you didn't do.
Point zero?
Claim for.
No, it's the hundreds of hours I've put in for free. So that's what's going on with the building. We're moving along. You can now drive all the way around the new building. And there's a new drive that goes out to Golden. So the main driveways now are on Alder. Golden is the cross street. So now you can drive out around the new building and out onto Golden and come out.
Without hitting the old house?
The house is gone. The idea was that the sheriff would have the parking in back, and then the sheriff could enter and exit without even coming into our parking lot out front. So we have an event going on. They can still come in and out without disturbing us.
Did you get the generator in?
No, the generator is going to go in after the blocks, because it's going to be protecting. The blocks are going to protect the generator.
And the blocks are...
First of May. First part of May. We delivered.
Okay, we covered that already. Look at that. Anything else on the building?
Signage. So I want to put something on the building to establish this is the firehouse.
Maybe the word firehouse.
Well, yes, definitely. But so if you have the front of the building with the three doors.
F-A-R. Far. Firehouse.
Like that, right? Three doors. I almost want to go like this.
Like firehouse.
So along this front edge of the building, vertically, rest on fire. And I found these letters, I can get them in 8, 10, and 12 inch. And they're standoff, so I could backlight them. Of course, this is kind of up to you guys.
Hobby Lobby?
It's modern.
Oh, I saw them today. We were there. I'm just
they had that?
The letters, yeah. You can buy them and paint them whatever color you want.
All right. No, Amazon, they're stainless steel, $16 a piece for the 12-inch. So it's real big. That 12-inch would be like, 18 feet tall, versus like the standard having them across here, across the top. But I also would have to get town approval because it's a sign. And they have sign restrictions.
They
going to
put
stuff,
a lien against us for that?
they might after they get our letter.
So I don't know if you guys have an opinion or if you just want it to be traditional. If you guys want to throw in money for the sign for the building.
I know most all the other departments have bought their own signs for buildings.
You can get that. If you put it in for the tax grant, they'll give you money for that sign.
There's
also another one through the county that you can get for
signs
and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, so pursue that and see.
Yeah. Do you guys want to see sketches, like other than this rough drawing, or do you guys not attached?
If I was attached,
that's fine.
I'd put it across the top of the door.
Okay. One for the top.
Yeah, I would say across, if you're going to light it, across the top of the middle door would probably look better. But I don't know.
I don't care either way.
Okay.
I'd probably go somewhere where it floats your boat, Kerry. What else would you do with the rest of that space? Anything? Or?
There'll be a light up here, up at the top.
We'll be careful with the dark skies, people.
Yeah.
My only thought is that it looks lopsided from a.
I like it better off the top, but
either way,
I'm good either way. But I like it across the top.
I like it diagonal like this.
Well, I was just trying to figure out if you
can you follow can you put it this way and upside down?
I could.
Just smell it.
Follow the pitch of the roof.
There you go.
You asked for help.
Crestone.
You asked for advice. Dairy.
Well, it's y'all's building, so I don't want to just assume and do whatever I want and you guys not be happy with it.
Way late for that.
Then you can put whenever your guard size light right below it.
For sure. Whenever you decide what you like for sure, send us a text, bring it to a meeting.
You know, and I don't have a problem doing this. Because maybe what you want to do is at some point save room up here for a big Maltese cross or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll have somebody that's artistic.
I have a 2-foot steel one that I bought.
Well, that's going to look like a quarter.
Did you come up with an American flag for in there?
Yeah, it's hanging right now. It's 4 foot by 10 foot.
Cool. Thank you.
So it's not 2 inches by 4 inches?
No.
Oh, wait, can you see it?
We've got a big one that goes in this corner, but we packed too many people in this room.
There's a new one right there.
Put it on the ceiling.
It's hanging on the wall.
Okay, that's all I have.
Anything else? Okay. Brush truck Villa Grove update. The box was brought today and is in the old building because the lady driver already had it unloaded on the concrete on her pallet crate jack and had her roll it right in, and so it's sitting there. We will get that on the truck. But that truck's fully in service anyway.
So we can take it off?
Bumper.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask Chance.
Certainly there's got to be something by now.
Yeah, I'll ask him. I haven't talked to him much in the last few days.
But and the receiver winch, because we have a plug in the back already.
I know. I think the winch is sitting there. So.
Okay. Because then as that goes on, it can go down and get the grill lights there. I already got it wired to put the grill lights in it. And maybe a...
I'll ask him tomorrow.
LED light bar that's about that wide.
So somebody shoot me a text in the morning. I'll ask him while he's at work. To look it up and see.
If I send you a text now.
If I drive by town.
I'll look at it.
If I drive by town and you see me, then will you remember?
I'll be on the back of it.
I don't know if I can remember to send a text. Maybe George can.
Schedule it to where it's delivered tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have no idea how to do that, so.
When your kids come home, they'll show you.
They won't be home until next week. Or the week after. I don't know how to do that.
Not you, him. Oh,
it is calendar.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that.
They changed our Swatch truck to the 22nd. I checked on it today.
This is starting to sound like attack two.
Wait, when's the truck coming in now?
Being built the 22nd.
It was being built the 11th.
Right.
And it ran out of red, so it'll now be purple.
Purple.
It's just the one pigment. It's pink.
It'll be rattle campaign.
All right. Okay, office update in Moffitt.
And the race is on.
Next week we'll get some decking put up there so we can get the rest of it made down more.
You might be pressed on you.
The race is on, man.
The race is on. So
we got a race.
Then, what's happening is he's here and Craig, and then, I got time.
Don't do that.
Yeah, he might beat me.
Yeah.
No offense, Craig. I do have a light on the back side of the firehouse that is out. I don't know if you guys want that underneath new business or old business or while you guys were talking about lights, it hit a light and then said, hey, keep the light up.
Let's do it under new business.
Okay.
We already discussed the Jersey blocks. Red card training.
I want to apologize for our presentation last month that did not go as I wanted it to go. And I don't know that I'm as prepared as I wanted to be this meeting, so I'd like to ask that we table that till next month.
good with that.
Tabling it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to drop it. I mean, that has no value to the community. Yeah, it's getting red cards. It has no real value to the community.
That's not true.
That's what we work for.
Right.
Why is it not true?
Because as a tradesman, I create jobs. As firefighters, we can also create jobs. And
that's not our job.
But it is in that we fight fires, and there is that opportunity that we could create work, and we could create the new generation of firefighters in our area. A lot of us are getting older. We need more recruits. We need more people in our district. We need the people that are going to replace us. And this is a training program that will incentivize kids and younger adults to join the fire department. And there's a lot of potential growth, and I'd love to like be able to give you all the descriptions and ideas. So if you could give me another month to put all that together, I'll give you a much better presentation.
I just don't see it being a big asset to our community. It's, have one or two firefighters that can go make money doing this.
Well, it also brings a lot of training and a lot of experience to our district. So
we got all the training we can do right now.
So we did talk about this to our attorney, you know, to see where we stood legally here. And he gave you guys a copy. You guys should have a copy of his findings.
I can't find
that is a district board thing. One of the issues that I'm figuring out is most of the guys that do this kind of stuff and then send people out, so it doesn't cost anything else on our VFIS insurance. There's not another premium, which I thought there probably was. There is none. However, there is a liability issue. Every time you send one of these guys out, there's a liability issue back to this board. So that's one thing I would ask you guys to mull over between now and the next time you do this. I'm not saying that's good or bad.
So if they went out and went to work, like for Forest or something, the insurance doesn't fall to them, it still falls to us.
Okay. And that's because that red card that they're asking for, is we have signed off on it.
Because we issued it.
So it doesn't matter who they go to work for, that red card is under us.
Now you can issue the red card?
We can do that, but we would have to, you know, put together a program, issue that red card, then if they go out, that red card then goes to us. But then what happens is they are still our employee. They're not the employee of the Forest Service or anybody else. They're our employee. So now we've created this combination department, which most of the guys that do this around the state have some full-time paid people.
And then it comes back to more workman's comp.
It comes back to more paperwork and IRS filings and things for
me,
the secretary. So it's a little, it's not just as complex as sending people out.
So around the valley, who all does the red cards?
Alamosa.
So Alamosa does it. What about South Fork?
South Fork.
Okay, Chaffee, do they?
Yep. Chaffee.
Okay, Gunnison?
Gunnison. Yep.
So we have options if we have a youth that's wanting to get red carded and go that direction.
They would have to go out with one of those other.
Yep.
They would have
to go to a neighboring district.
Like I said, I talked.
That's something you could help.
I talked to Gunnison. I talked to Hugo. Hugo's got one station. He's got four full-time firefighters. Plus, he's got like three maintenance guys. That's what they do. They go out, but they have a program simply because they have 40 firefighters, most of those guys, because they already have all the infrastructure in to have these guys, most of these firefighters, a lot of these young guys, are from the college. So they have them all winter long. And then in order to keep them for the summer, they'll send them out with one of their guys who's already paid. They already have the infrastructure for the secretaries to write the checks and those sort of things, because they're considered a combination department.
So I guess my question would be, they're coming at us from the angle of recruiting young firefighters. Is it something that we could do through you or station chiefs or whatever, help these young guys get on with a red card station? So that way then it's on them.
I don't think they'll take them unless they're from their community. They've got all their
South Fork applies. You can apply. We can send them to South Fork and they can apply over there.
That's how what I was doing when I was going out of the Zane Boston Task Force. When I signed on with them, I signed on to their wildland team. Yeah. When I got paid, everything went to their office through that.
But when you signed on with them, then they put you through their red card program,
right?
Yes. Correct.
Right, and we can do
so. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
is there options there?
They can take the trainings.
Right.
The red card, you know, it falls under us, and then it's under us. It's to. You know, they go out.
I'm looking for a way where we can say, look, we're not trying to discourage you, but we can go this direction over here to help you.
But I also...
They apply, take 18 every year. Yep. March, first part of March is when they do the tryouts. You got to do a physical fitness.
I would rather go that direction.
I think there's a lot of options here that we can go with without putting ourselves in. The other thing I have is... you know, how come we're worried about training them wildfire and they're not getting trained for structure?
Well,
that's our bread and butter. That's what we're here for.
If we're getting them on the wildland site and we've got a hold of them, then we can cross train them on the structure. But we got to get some kind of interest out there.
Yeah, but where are they going to come from?
Moffitt's working on a program right now. The superintendent's working on a program to get kids signed up to do this wildland thing, trying to get some interest.
Yeah, we can get them through the classes.
Right.
But do we want to red card them?
We don't have to red card. If they pass the South Fork deal, then they can go through the red card with them.
Correct.
If we red card them in our district and we get something big in our district and then the incoming team wants to keep us on, at least we're red carded and we get paid for it. If we're not red carded, they won't pay for it.
That's not necessarily true.
Well, but it's easier if you have a red card.
Yeah.
But who has the time? Everybody has the time to stay on something like that.
Well,
I mean, we do our initial attack, and then they come in and take over usually.
Right.
Well, I think right now we've only got one brush truck that pass.
No, I shouldn't say it. If they'll pass a DOT test or an inspection. I mean, that's most of them. I've seen trucks out there way older than stuff that we have.
Well,
and if they go through.
Gunnison sent a truck out of their own trucks, but they have.
Yeah, they've
four, five.
They have six brush trucks,
yeah. For 5 years in a row.
But they actually have
before they could buy their own extra one to go out. They did it 5 years in a row.
But Gunnison actually has. We have 1,600 square miles to cover, and they have like 2,300 square miles to cover.
But they have a lot more funding.
$1.5 million.
No. So what I'm hearing, though, is there is an option through South
Fork
or something else. It's not something that we necessarily
there absolutely
take
could be,
on.
But if you guys want to table this for another one, that's
this
fine.
This is a task book. So what Crestone is asking is that we support the whole district in implementing this red card program in the task book. So we're saying we'd be responsible for following up with anyone in the district that wanted to get into this program. So if anyone wants to look at what they would be doing to qualify for these different qualifications, that's what that's about.
But the only way you can do that task book is to go out on a call with somebody else under our
red card
preview.
So here's my take. Yeah, I'm interested in this, but as a board member, we have a district chief, and we trust our district chief to lead the board in the way that he feels would be best for our district. Mm-hmm. And I don't get the impression that he feels comfortable with it. And so for that reason, I think we as a board probably should just squash it.
But I don't mind.
Can I add one thing? So from the Northern Swatch County Fire Protection District Community Wildfire Protection Plan, page 22.
When was that written?
I don't know.
2002.
It reads, wildland firefighters' experience and training is limited, but could be improved by encouraging Northern Swatch Fire Protection District to send members to wildfire academies and as cooperators encourage firefighters to gain experience with CSFS on state and national fires. So
here's the deal. That was written in 2002. When that was written, there was no DFPC. They didn't exist. That was written right after the Million Fire in South Fork. All the red cards went through Forest Service. That was written by Jim Webb, who was just retired as the district ranger for the Forest Service. Well, he was a little bit biased there. I understand, but they were doing all the red cards, so it was under them. You went out on the call, you went out on the red card, it was under them. You got paid directly by them. It didn't come through Julie, it didn't come through the district. It was under their insurance or the insurance for the issue. If they called us as a district to go out as a cooperator, which we did, we were at the Million Fire, we did that. But then they paid for the use of the trucks and stuff. We've done that. But at the same time we did that, we wound up leaving our district uncovered.
So for the reasons that I expressed earlier, I'm going to make a motion that we drop it at this time. I'm not saying we won't revisit it in the future, but the motion is to drop it at this time.
I'll second.
Before we vote, is there a way that we can put pressure on the Forest Service to get back into offering this?
Federal government said you're no longer going to red card these guys. That'll be up to their...
They're probably looking at liability.
And the state forest, then this was when all this happened, was right after the state Forest Service was red carding their own people and using red card people from other entities that they'd red carded. And they wound up trying to burn Sean's mother-in-law and father-in-law's house down. Remember when that happened?
Mm-hmm.
That's when DFPC was formed. So,
up a conifer.
They lit some piles off, and guess what? It wasn't a good thing. They killed some people.
Bill and I have all red carded for several years through the Forest Service. When it was
Boyd.
Yeah,
Boyd. So was I.
Well, they don't even have an engine over here in Swatch this year.
No, they don't.
So, I mean, there's job opportunities right there for...
Yeah, they're screaming for help.
For that. So, I'm sure they red card their own people.
Yeah, because we do our... So, Swatch EMS does the...
Back test
for them, or the rehab for their back test. Mm-hmm. We just did that here not too long ago. Mm-hmm.
There's other districts that were all volunteer, and they did this red card and sent people out, and they ended up making enough money to make them a volunteer and paid department. And by creating this program, they brought their departments or their districts up to another level. And we've had many conversations over the years about how we could make this department paid, even if it's like a stipend, like $50. I mean, Kendall, you go on at least 10 to 20 calls a month. That could be $1,000. if a program like this is in our district and it grows to be big enough where we have enough people to send out trucks, and it's been proven. Other districts have done this. They started off just volunteer. The people that went out only got paid when the fire paid the district. So the district wasn't out any money because they didn't have money to pay people ahead of time. So they had to wait until the fire actually sent the money to the district, and then the district paid the people. But they grew that program into something that brought their district up to the next level to where they were a paid department. So, I mean, this is an avenue where we could advance our district to be more certified and a potential in the future of having a paid district where we were all making even a stipend for each fire that we went to.
But well, that's part of my motion, is we can revisit it in the future, but right now we've got a motion and a second.
Yep. Need a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
I guess I.
Will?
Aye. Aye. I think later on.
6 months?
We can revisit. I don't know. We just don't have the capacity right now.
Well, and I think.
And we do the wildland trainings and everything. We send, we got.
It's just, we will send them out to the wildland trainings and stuff. It's just not, the red card issue right now is right. The issue, and sending them out to get there.
We can work it gathering up, let's get some more interest, and see what we can come up with more interest here first,
and then sending these guys out to get their task books done, the NWCG quals, becomes a problem, because if they're red carded under us, they stay kind of under us. Mm-hmm. And that's you guys have, as a board, need to decide whether you're willing to take on that liability in the future or not. And just give us some time and think about that.
Just an outside question. Joe Schmo moves in. Uh-huh. He's already red carded, wants to join whatever district, whatever firehouse. Mm-hmm. When he gets pulled, does that still become our liability?
No, because he's red carded.
Depends on who he's red carded through.
He's red carded.
Well, obviously not us.
Yeah. No, if he gets red carded, whoever he's red carded through, and they allow him to go out, then they're the ones that are insuring him and
if we're set up to red card, can he transfer his red card to us?
He would have to go through the red card process, which is the physical. It was a physical testing. Mm-hmm.
The thing about this red card thing is those task books that he's got is that's his history of what he's done, and then you can with his information, you can go on IQS and see just exactly what fire he's been on, if it's been a big fire, and keep track of what, and make sure that he's got the experience that he says he has.
If I kept mine up, it'd have the Million Fire, it would have Mesa Verde, Royal Gorge, it would have probably five or six of them we went on, but I didn't ever keep mine up close.
I can bring you all mine and show you.
I mean, if our firefighters in district start going out on fires with other districts, we potentially could lose them to moving to that district to go on more fires. So by having a red card program, we could keep them more in the district.
That's kind of a contraindication of what the proposal was. It was we could red card them, and then we could send them out with other districts anyway.
Well, right now, they could go out with other districts right now. Any one of us, there's no restrictions on our membership to not go out on wildfires or with other districts.
If you red carded through us, there would be a restriction. It would have to be approved by the board to go.
Mm-hmm. Do you have something, John?
Yeah, I had an angle for you guys. The way we did it up at Platte Canyon is they had a wildland module
which was made up of a lot of college kids that we hired. But what they did in the meantime is they were paid to fire mitigate the district. We called them their fuels crew guys. And then those guys were red carded, and then they would be the ones that would go out on the national, you know, call out list or other fires. And then what that would do is basically the volunteers who, you know, it's got their job, you know, they don't have the time to go, and they would remain in district to cover the district and respond to the calls. While you would have, you know, that's the way we had, you know, we set it up, and then, or they had set it up, and then after a while, those fuels crew guys slash wildland firefighters basically ended up transforming into being the district employees, and then the volunteer end phased out. So, you know, like a lot of people in our district, we don't have enough people, I would think, to do this just because everyone's at work. You know, we get a couple red carded, that's not enough. So, like, we were facing the same thing. So, our chief hired these guys and, you know, paid them, you know, got a couple trucks, a chipper truck, and they would go around and help fire mitigate all the subdivisions. And then when there was a call out, they would go, and then they would get paid as a, you know, whatever resource they were, and they would send out the trucks.
What kind of budget did your department have?
What's that?
What kind of the budget?
I don't know what the budget was. Who's going to be able to afford to leave for 2-3 weeks?
It's been 40. I've been watching 40 years of this.
3 months to get paid for it. Either.
Yeah.
So anybody, I just told Craig, there's nothing wrong with you getting with John and with these guys and whoever and come up with a really good plan. But right now for the district, it's just not the right time.
Well, no, I think. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right now, I mean, 96, 97, 98. There was a waiting list when we got on Mosker. We sat and waited for a year for somebody to retire. Somebody moved to get on their department. They were capped out. I remember when I came here district-wise, we had a lot more guys in this station. About the same in
Village Grove. That's because you showed up.
But statewide, our volunteer numbers are way low. And we don't have...
Don't have a lot of people.
We don't have four guys. I would almost be scared to send five guys out.
We don't have five guys that are expendable.
Five guys, even if they're red carded, to leave for 2 weeks or 21 days.
Well, the other morning with that wreck, I was in Poncha, and not one truck left Villa Grove Station.
Well,
Chafee came
over. I sat here by myself.
Into our side.
I sat here by myself. Because Jeff was up there, POV, on his way to work. Doug was up there, headed up there on his way to over the hill. So he ended up POV.
Zach and Jerry Scott were already there.
Scott was already headed towards Slide of Jerry. And
Scott was over there.
And Zach was already over the hill.
And I was at Galen's on the back of a trailer feeding cows.
And I was in Canyon City.
I was like nowhere near my... I heard the whole thing. I knew we were going to have a call, too.
He would have gotten like, rescued here. But we already had Chafee on the way. So
you know, if we had another 30 guys on this district, it'd be a whole different deal. It'd
be a different challenge.
But it takes every individual that can respond to every call anymore.
From every department.
From every department.
Yeah.
Least headed to the stations they're part of to get us a crew to even to work a small grass fire. Much less if we send four guys out. Right now, if we have a structure fire, we're going to be screaming for every district in the area.
And I will tell you this, from the early 90s through like 2010, this district had almost 70 firefighters. Now we barely got 40.
Right. And out of those 40, we got 28 what's active.
Plus the trouble is, the ones that go on these wildland, these red card fires are usually our best firemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we obviously need some way to incentivize more volunteers. And we haven't come up with any ideas.
We've been working on that. I've been on here for 28 years.
Right.
And we've been and I've recruited some to Villa Grove, and I don't do that anymore because If they don't show up on their own with the intention of volunteering, like the crew we have now,
just like sports,
you get them all outfitted with everything, you get them all the equipment, and then
they don't show.
They're not there, and then it's a fight to get the stuff back.
Jeff seen it when you go.
And most of the time, you don't even get it back. So,
well, this is a way to incentivize volunteers. No one else has come up with ideas to bring volunteers in. I believe this program will help bring in volunteers and people that are training.
Well, we're beating a dead horse because we already voted now.
We can look at it later on and work on that more.
Well,
so.
thanks for listening and engaging in the conversation. I appreciate that.
And we, you know.
Okay, next is bylaws review and discussion. We had a discussion with the lawyer on this. And what he pointed out to us was, I'll just read the section. No person shall be a member of the station unless and until he or she has resided in the district for at least 60 days prior to applying to the station for membership, except that in some cases an exception may. And he pointed out may to us. May be made by the district board of directors to the requirements in the subparagraph for persons who are in the district on a regular basis for reasons other than residency. So,
the only reason that was put in there originally in May was to give this board some leniency. However, he did caution us that he didn't think we need to change it. If you made an exception, you were then probably going to have to keep making exceptions. Mm-hmm. And so that's where he cautioned us. So, but it's the direction of the board, and he felt like we needed to leave that in there just for those extenuating circumstances. But we also looked back at the reasons why we put this in the bylaws, and to be honest, it was Baca. That was the biggest reason that this is in here, because we were having everybody from the Baca, and then they wouldn't show up, and we were just kind of killing the department. And then we were having that, well, Crestone does this, but Baca does this, so we want to do what Baca's doing because they get paid. And that was just, it was, and Ben Brack was a big part of that. So.
But we established that someone that was on the Baca department could not be on the Crestone department. So I think that eliminates the reason why it was in there. I mean, the reality is, and I said it last time, there's 141 people that live in the town of Crestone. 80% of them are under the age of 16 or over the age of 65. That leaves me like 20-something people to pull from. And how am I ever going to get enough members in Crestone if I don't pull people that live in the Baca? I mean, as long as they're done on both departments, which I think was the issue, I still need quality people, and I need more quality people. And as you guys know, like you were saying, you can bring in 10 people, and then 9 of them won't show up, but one of them will. So sometimes you have to go through several people before you get a core group of really good people. Right now, we have 6 members in Crestone. I work out of town 1 to 2 days a week. Alder works out of town. Nathan works out of town. Nate, our sheriff, he's working over here, so he's out of town. Literally, if something happens on any one of those days, there's no one in Crestone to respond. So I have no way of getting any new volunteers because I only have 20-something people to choose from, and none of those want to volunteer. So how I have no other way to man my station without expanding how I go. I think a good change to the rule would be a mileage exception or a distance of response. You know, like you have to live within 15 minutes of the station. Catherine here, the application, she's less than 15 minutes away. where she resides, she has a business for several years in district, so she works in district when she's not out on a wildfire, which she's only been on a couple, but she is out on one now. This was a solid application. I didn't see how, you know, with the experience and the quality of the application, I didn't see why it would get rejected.
Because she's not in the district. That's how it got rejected.
Well, it was tabled. But, I mean, seriously, how am I ever going to man the station if I can't get any volunteers? I mean, the whole point of the new building was to make it safer and cleaner for volunteers and to help recruit additional volunteers. Now, I like the core group I have, but as we've learned, I could use better quality members.
I just went to what the board asked me to do. Yeah. To the attorney. Sean was with me, so he heard what was done, and the memorandum that he sent back is, you know.
I mean, we have people in district that it takes longer than 15 minutes to get to the fire station, and they're approved. We have people that could be 4 minutes from the fire station that live in the Baca. And we're going to reject them because they're 4 minutes away from the station just because of their address. So it doesn't make sense. I think you guys are going to shoot yourself in the foot by limiting the station, and it's going to come back in the future.
Really? So let me play the devil's advocate just a minute, Craig.
Please.
So if she's so interested and she's so good and she lives in the Baca, what's her reason for not wanting to be on Baca? And that's just...
I don't know that answer, but she does not have any desire to be on the Baca. And maybe it's the way it's run over there. They seem to have drama and... and a machismo deal that turns people away. But
I just keep hearing there's a lot of drama with them. I just keep hearing there's a lot of drama that goes on in that department. That's right. All I hear. Still.
Yeah. And I don't have a preference one way or the other. I just, what he wrote here was, the board, in its discretion, may grant an exception or deny an exception based on any factors relevant to the goals or needs of the district. So the district comes up with their goals and needs. If they meet one of your goals or needs as a board, that's the thing you guys have to decide.
Well, we've had several that we did turn down already.
His son.
Yep.
He was assistant chief. He's got experience. You know,
so.
He's got 8 years experience.
That would be something we'd have to go back and review all of these applications.
And we should. If they're a certain distance away, or we're talking about we need more volunteers, and yet we're cutting off our volunteer access.
So we just want anyone in, is that it?
Well, it would be to the board's discretion.
Okay, that's our discretion.
They have to have some qualifications.
That's our discretion.
Well, that's true.
So then live with it.
What happens when I lose three volunteers and now I have two and I have no one to respond because I'm out of town?
Craig, I don't know the answer. Maybe go to your community and ask for somebody to join.
I do that. Every public event that I speak at, I push volunteerism. I push for young volunteers that are over 16. I talk to the parents, say this can keep your kids out of trouble. I mean, I do that. I ask for volunteers all the time. Good. We put it in the newspaper that we're looking for volunteers.
We just can't keep beating a dead horse every one of these meetings.
Well, we're not beating a dead horse. We're looking at the bylaws and how we can adjust the bylaws.
The answer, our lawyer.
Yeah, I don't think we need to change them the way they are.
There can be exceptions, but those exceptions don't rest with me. They don't rest with you. They rest with these five guys. And that's the only place they rest.
I think
making
exceptions opens up a dirty box.
That's what the attorney was telling us. You guys are the only ones that these bylaws give that discretion to.
Richard, what's your take?
So, you guys are probably going to hate me. But if, like, with this deal with the Baca, if this woman here, for example, if she wants to be on the Crestone Department, okay, if she wants to be on the Crestone Department only, and these ones that are in the Baca, or they're close by, that want to be, say if they're within so many minutes of a station or something, I'll use a Baca for example. If they're there and they want to sign up with us, can we say, all right, if you're going to sign up with us, you're not signing with Baca too?
Well, I think that's totally at the board's discretion.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And you could say, hey, if you get on Baca, you're no longer with us. You can say
it'd be one or the other.
You can say, hey, you know, we'll let you join, but here's the deal. We're gonna have a period where we look at your activities, and we're gonna look and see if you're really helping us out or not.
Well, and I go, you know, when we looked at the hours last time, I looked at one of them that is living in a different district or in a different area, supposed to be working in another area, and he ain't putting any hours. And, you know, I think it needs to be called to question. And...
But you got, you know, what I'm saying is if...
And
if
I
you
think that needs to be revisited
if you decided
quite regular.
If you guys decided to put somebody on, you could, you know, you could say, hey, we need to make sure you're getting in your training hours. So your probationary period says you have so many hours and so many trainings for your first 6 months.
And I don't know. I'm just throwing that question out there for
then
the
you
rest
can say,
of the board and the chiefs.
Hey, and we need to start reviewing, you know, the number of calls people go on
from
out of the district. You know,
we need
live
to
out
review
of the district.
That. So, I don't know. It's an idea. You know, every one of these stations is short on time.
Well, if we were to do this one, we would have to revisit the other ones.
Yeah,
well,
I
agree with that. You know, it'd be fair game.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
it should be.
If they wanted to come back, I guess would they have to? They'd have to renew their application.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know.
They could simply.
So are you proposing the idea of certain time from said firehouse?
I would say they would have to be within so many minutes of the Moffitt station, the Swatch station, the Villa Grove station, the Crestone station.
Well,
I
look at the people on top of the pass that live right on the county line. Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's our district.
If they're within the
district, our district or is it
right to the county,
right
to the
county
line is ours.
County line,
and that's the
well, mobile home. Pretty much, so it's half and half.
It's like 4 feet inside our district.
Do you measure it?
Oh, I know from being working for the county. Yeah, I did have to measure that to make sure that
figure out
where it was on for the taxes.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying we should, and I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm just asking the question, if it's a possibility.
Well, how far are the other ones that that are in question that have been not approved before? How far out?
So Bill's son works right across from Will's house.
No,
we're not talking about work. Where does he live?
My son lives in Moscow.
Oh, he's not working there no more?
No.
But he was when we denied him.
Right. He's working for...
So that puts him out now.
His future son-in-law is moving into the district. I guess.
Is he in the district or not?
When he gets moved in Gene Friel's old house?
Right.
But your son, he would be history now.
Right.
Yeah. So that takes care of two of them. What else?
I'll have to look, but I think he is in the district.
So Trenton is in the district.
Trenton is a resident of the district now, yes.
He wasn't at the time.
And gosh dang, that's what I'm saying. You got your time to the firehouse. I don't know if the nearest firehouse was here at Moffitt, but he's still 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's hauling ass.
Well, but if he's within the district, there's no question.
But I'm saying if you made that...
If you look at the district lines,
if you put into something in the bylaws of X amount of time, I mean, at some point we have to stand on a mountain to die on.
Well, I mean,
either time
what I'm
or
getting
district
at,
or
if their residence is outside of the district line,
agreed.
Then they have to be within so many minutes of the station.
I know in every other department, I've been on Moss Cooper, Washington County, you resided in the district for 6 months before you joined.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way ours is.
Once you leave the district, if you move outside months. District 10 feet, 60 days. you're out of the department.
And, you know, I'm just asking a question. If the consensus is you got to be in the district, then that's what it's going to be. I'm fine with it.
And I have no idea what Senator's rules are, but in the district, Trenton works 99% of the time in Senator's fire district. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something to look at, i.e. Craig's situation. She works primarily in the district. Business owner and works there.
Five minutes from the station.
Resident.
Her residence is 15, her business is 5.
Right.
Right behind the pyre.
I just feel like we as a board have to decide which mountain we're going to die on.
Can I agree? And that's why I'm happy it's your decision and not mine.
Well, I think there's further thought that has to go in it. I think there's more questions.
So if you're ready for it, make your motion and let's live with the consequences, good or bad.
I'm still hung out dry, so I don't know which way to go. So I'm going to leave it hanging wide open.
I still think we follow the guidelines we got.
How much time does she... When does she work at her business in town?
He's calling you.
I don't know that.
You know, huh? So.
Will's calling you.
I'm just looking for your thoughts.
I was waiting for...
I wondered how long... You know, she's got a business in town.
That was my question.
Then in the summer, she works everywhere, doing, you know, over Westcliff or wherever. How much time does she spend at her business in town? You know, if
how many hours a day?
Yeah, if this becomes, she's there 8 hours a day during working hours, when everybody else is gone, that might be, to me, a big consideration. That's a big consideration.
Absolutely.
However, we didn't do that with...
Can't close the business, then that's a whole other...
That's true.
Yeah, you can't take away from your business, too.
She's on the art department, but she's got a business. There's times that she can't come because she's the only one there.
Well, there's...
Or Sam's the only one there. Or, you know...
Right.
Well, that's so, why Sean's that way. I'm that way. George is that way.
Everybody's that way.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's why we need more volunteers across all departments right now.
I got 112 people in Moffitt, and I got 9 people with a possibility of 10. So it's I guess, you know.
And we got what in Villa Grove?
Yeah.
Pretty much the whole community on the park.
Yeah.
I got the whole town of Swatch, and I've got 12.
I'm willing to leave it on the table for right now.
Can you find out
how long she is at her business during the times when everybody else is gone.
And if there was a call, can she just close it down and go? I mean, that might be something they would want to put on the table and consider.
It's not a store where she has to keep it open certain hours.
Well, I would find that out. And
I'm willing to leave it on the table for right now.
Are you making that motion?
Sure.
I'll second that.
And I will say, you know, in her defense, she did come in and do the drug test. She passed that, no problems. She passed the background check, no problems. So,
okay.
Does that drug test still stand for another month?
Yes. We
still have a motion in a second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Find out that info.
Yeah, I think that drug test would still be good because she did it right before we did ours. So.
Okay.
And then just random, he said, can I have her go over? Yeah, go send her over. So
let's put that on the agenda for next month.
Yep.
We already talked about the woody stuff, didn't
we? We did.
Table in that.
And we already talked about the brush burning.
And the brush burning. New business.
Light out in Moffat.
I don't know. It's just out of the corner.
Okay.
And we've had people back into that door all the time, and I don't want them running into the building. It'd be nice to have light out there.
We'll give you permission to change it. Okay.
Change the bulb.
I think it's a sealed LED. Aren't those sealed? Can you get us one?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I don't know where to get them.
Do you need permission?
I could get them tomorrow if I needed to. Okay. But it's if the board wants me to do it, I'll do it.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor to fix the light on the back of the building. Okay.
How many more of them do we have that are like that one?
On Moffat Station?
How many more of that style lights do we have around on the other stations? Or is that it?
I think that was it. That was.
Moffitt's got some of the newest light fixtures in the district, other than the motion sensor light out here.
Did the district pay for that one?
I mean, we could buy it. I just,
Want the okay or?
Yeah.
Okay, other
you guys are just damn impatient. That's all I can say.
It's been out for, and it's still out because it's on the table.
Another new business with the stop signs.
Yes, stop signs.
Who needs how many stop signs? So watch needs one?
I'll take one.
Little girl needs one. I could use two.
So we need a motion for four.
How much are these little golden nuggets?
Well, about 300 a piece.
Yeah.
You need any, Craig?
So no, we have our two that are lit, and then we have our old two that are not lit, or not lighted.
So get five so you got an extra and leave it stored somewhere.
Second.
And with it, do they come with two batteries when you get them?
Most toys do.
Yeah, motion in a second.
Yeah, I just...
I think they do, but I'm looking right now.
I'm going to put a wall up here.
This is handy, haven't you? Come on, let's go.
I wanted to face everybody. I didn't want to be next to you.
This is awesome. Let's keep it moving.
On old business, the main the main panel...
We have a motion in a second.
Sorry.
Call the vote. Point of order?
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
I was just wondering if they came with two batteries or if we needed to add some extra batteries on there.
It wouldn't hurt if we had extra batteries because there's sometimes on some of those wrecks that we've been out there a couple hours.
Yeah, you can go through two on one sign.
Well, I think on the batteries, he does with him being the chief, doesn't he have the discretion to order those without us?
Okay, well then we're good. Five signs and whatever they come with and get extra batteries.
Okay, great.
So on old business, it's not on here, but one of the things that we didn't finish up from last year was the main panel here in the station. It's been replaced, so you can see it back there. It's got a main breaker and a lot more breakers. There was a lot of circuits that were tied together, a lot of miniature breakers that were in there. They're all now full-size breakers,
And there's even like 8 spaces or 10 spaces left for an addition if we do an addition. So what's left on this project that I haven't built yet is we're adding still a few more outlet locations in the back wall, and then we're gonna extend the dryer circuit from where it exists now to where the new location is. So there's still a little bit more conduit and receptacle locations to finish, but the panel's done.
Sweet. That's fine. Good.
And I stayed with the same commercial quality panel, which is a square D home line, or square D QO style. Good.
I told you guys 300, they have that now, that same stop slow sign, $150 Amazon.
Good job.
I'll take 2 of them.
Promotions for what? You get what?
$300. I feel sorry.
You know, dude, well, you spent about enough on a washer hookups.
Yeah. And paint.
Dude, we can paint. Wash our stuff.
Well, good. We'll be.
Urge rates. If they're $150, do we need to reopen this and just get new freaking signs for all departments?
Well, we already have.
A lot of them have gotten new.
We have 3.
Okay, well, everybody be honest and say what the hell you need.
We bought one.
Dad and I just busted our ass for Villa Groves, so, no.
Which ones? The old ones or the new ones?
Oh, then that's okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, no wonder she is in special needs. No. I'm going to check and see if she's eating the Crayolas over there.
I ask him to rescind his motion.
Because no, I'll just make an amendment to the motion to add
what
two more,
honestly.
6.
I'd like to have 2 because I put one light, one at my rescue or attack, and one in the engine.
So that makes that makes 5 in use and 1 extra. Am I correct?
We only have 3.
Yeah.
We don't have any in our rescue?
We broke a few.
We have 2 in the attack truck. We have 2 new ones in the attack truck. And Bill had the old one.
Bill has the old stuff in Bonanza.
So what's in the rescue?
The thicker ones.
The diesel.
You had 2 sets of those old ones.
Yeah, and there's only like 1 of them that works.
Pretty sure the district bought us 2 of the new ones, and we bought ourselves one.
Where is it at?
In Bonanza. It's in Bonanza. In the rescue.
We only have 1 in the rescue?
Yeah.
Order 6. The old
ones. Motion for 6. Is everyone
order
okay
7?
Seven.
So that 1 extra?
Yeah.
Is that what we need to have, the 1 extra?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
Okay.
I amended my second, by the way.
Go back to the freaking flyer.
I didn't give you a chance.
Go back to
and I'll say any idiot can smack some car with it. It comes out of there.
In all fairness, some cars need smack.
Totally cool.
It is a hassle.
If you choose to swing in a car with it, it comes out of your pocket.
We don't even have flares
really
that work.
We just need a pocket full of bricks.
Fair enough. Okay. Everybody should carry 3 rocks.
Some cars need
smack. You got the lighted one, and then
you have four JTs.
Okay, so we're being recorded, so we don't want to do this, but...
No, it's a worthwhile thing. I mean, when we were doing that accident just the other day, I'm holding just one of the metal signs, has no lights on it whatsoever. We had fog and snow and ice.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm worried about every dang car coming towards me, whether they're going to hit me or not.
For sure.
Because they couldn't see me with the sign, so...
Sure.
It's definitely worth doing.
We had some wands that we got, and they were like $20 a piece.
We got a bunch of them.
We use those on the interstate, and you can get the replaceable lenses for them. Because when they hit a windshield, the light still works, but the lens shatters.
Yeah, but
and
you
they were $20 a piece.
You need to let the cops hit the windshields.
Yeah.
So under new business, I have 1 other thing. I got a call from a gal. Actually, Kendall got the call, and then I got the call. And she was upset because one of our fire trucks passed her in what she thought was an illegal pass and scared her. And this was Friday.
She couldn't tell me much about the truck, and she's just going to drop it, but she wanted me to address it. So if you're coming up on somebody in your fire truck, in your white Chevy with the light on, I don't know what it was. She wouldn't say. Just be aware that you know, when you're coming around these people, they're not sometimes paying attention to you, and you spook them, and it's particularly if it's bad weather and they're already white knuckling, just watch yourself and watch your speeds. We typically 5 over, 10 over is pushing it. The smaller trucks and in the bigger trucks, speed limit's about it. Well, and I'll tell you, most of the trucks will at least get there. Mm-hmm. Some of these tenders will go well over. Right. And they're the ones that are scary. But I'm sure it was a brush truck, or it was a pickup, or a personal vehicle with a light.
Just yeah, probably me.
Just I'm not pointing fingers. She didn't point fingers. She just asked me to address it.
Yeah, nothing like
and
that.
And I said I would. I said I have my chiefs. Just a reminder.
Be mindful.
These people freak out, and if we hurt one of them, it is mm-hmm. our fault. Mm-hmm. So. That said, I'm done with that.
Okay. Yeah, new business.
Is there any way that we can get more lights than on the front of, like, I don't think that they can see our attack.
We've got some lights that we can put on the front of that.
I don't think our lights are very bright. They don't see the lights, they don't hear the siren, they don't hear the horn.
Yeah, and it's just
people. Drive behind them for 5 miles going, what the hell are they doing?
Well, he could see us the other night.
Yeah, that's just you one of those things. But you have extra lights, right?
I got some personal ones. Exactly. Right on the front of it. Some little ones right on the front.
That's what we've done with the rest of them. Did I not buy you some, or we didn't?
I think we use them on the back.
On the back? You need some for the front?
We buy them on the engine.
Kendall, do you still have any of those around here?
I don't think we do. We might have a couple. I'll look and see.
We could definitely dress up a couple of trucks with some more lights if you want to order some.
Okay, if you guys are okay with that, I'll order. I mean, I can get those on Signal Tech or anybody.
Our attack truck has no front lights, just the old bar.
The high bar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I got you some small ones that you could put right on the front?
That'd be good. But replacing that bar might be a good idea, too.
No. Yeah. You guys are just up on the hill. You don't have any business to go fast.
Just remember,
you just told us you had nobody to drive the truck.
Potentially.
Yeah, I'll look.
Phone sticks.
You need a motion?
I would. We'll get some LED lights for the front.
Second.
All in favor?
I think you just said there's like 8 of them on Amazon for $33, so I'll look at those.
I'll send you a link. It's up to you.
Send me what?
A link.
Links?
It's up to you, Wes. Okay.
I think George has got something on new.
Do an inventory. We're short of foam sticks. Need a box for the engine. And
I'm glad I told you to remind me of that.
Right.
We don't have to motion that, do we?
He should have them.
I actually can buy some. We're out. All the extras we had, we're done. So the last one, you guys made a motion to buy, and we found a box. So they're going to probably be $600 plus for a box of 24.
Well, it's in the budget.
It's in the budget, so. And that's why we leave it there.
Okay. Okay, the new business I have, something that we've overlooked, and this is about looking at after probation periods. So next month, I'd like to get it on the agenda as an executive session to review with all of the proper wording, but we need to word it how. That was the big thing.
Mm-hmm. What you guys want to discuss.
Right. And it's an application that was done in May of last year. And it was Daniel Johnson for the 6-month probationary period. And the motion was to approve Daniel Johnson on a 6-month probation period. Once the drug tests and drug and background tests are completed, he must attend calls, as all volunteers are required to do. The board requests a review of activities and attendance after 5 months of service. And that was motion by Richard Drake and second by Jeff. And all in favor. So we need, I'd like to do it in executive session so that we don't have, we can discuss it and not have audience.
And who's his chief?
Right here.
Craig needs to be involved in it.
Yes. Craig, West, Julie, and the board.
I'm fine with that. Do you need a motion?
We just got to do the wording of...
So I just need to know...
statute.
Yeah, well, I know.
So I have the statute, but I need... So whatever you put for the reason needs to be the only thing that is discussed in executive session.
But do you need a motion to do that?
Well, no, I need to know how you want the executive session.
So I think you would want the executive session written to say that you're following up on your failure to look at that when it happened. So yeah, you would like to see his records and visit with him about that, just so that you have that clear from your minutes. We start going through things and said, we had this motion, that motion, that's one that's sticking out there. And we would like to clear that up so that we don't have to worry about it anymore.
I'm fine with that.
And if you guys do that to the next guy or somebody else as a condition... You know, and your concern was how far he was. That's why it was different.
From the place
over. Right. So that was the only concern. So that you can rectify your failure to follow up at the appropriate time.
And in your guys' book was a handout that Alex, the attorney, put together that y'all should look over and just discuss executive session. He highlighted.
Is it highlighted in there?
It's in gray on your screen, in the color.
That's it, right?
But
there.
That's the general executive session.
It's in light gray.
Yeah. It just kind of tells you. It's good information for you guys because you haven't, some of you I don't think have done executive session at all. And it's a good review because we haven't done one in a while.
And I think this is something good to start to go along with the possibility of having other members that aren't in the area and checking on it. We overlooked it and we never looked at it.
Can that discussion be held at the same time?
What?
No, because executive session can only do
that one thing. Unless we add more.
Unless you have a separate executive session for more.
Yeah, so this executive session has to be under a certain statute, and it's for volunteers and their time. So if you wanted another executive session, we'd have to find the code to put that under,
has to be posted. And
the only thing that you would have that is if you had attorney-client privilege, which, I mean, we're just having a discussion. That's not...
You make no decisions in executive session either. So,
you know, you can have the attorney, but when you come back out of there, if you have anything to make a motion on, then you have to do that in open session. Right. So
do you guys want that at the beginning? Where do you want that in the meeting?
6:45.
But you know, the other thing with that is if we do that, and Daniel would have to be notified because we're talking about Daniel or any potential firefighter that you put those things on, or if you're upset with Wes and you say, I want to have an executive session to discuss Wes. Wes can say, no, I want an open meeting. Right. So, you know, that's always a thing. So Daniel can say, no, I want to just review an open meeting. Mm-hmm. And the next guy can say that, or Wes can say that, whatever. But
we need a motion for that too, don't we? To put it on.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. I think it might be overboard, but it wouldn't hurt to make the motion. And then just where do you guys want it in the meeting? Do you want it at the end? Do you want it in the middle? Where do you want to put it on the agenda?
Well, I think we could do it just before the fire department reports.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Right after the membership stuff, if you want it.
Yeah, okay.
It makes sense to me that's a...
Then that way, if we have to do the grant writing or something, report, why...
Well, and the next time you have one, for whatever reason,
Yeah.
We can put it right back in the same spot.
I'm fine with that.
Because we're setting a priority.
Yeah.
9.1.
So.
So, motion to hold executive session. What's the next meeting date?
13. April 13th.
April 13th.
Friday?
No, it'll be Monday.
Monday.
Okay. Do I have a motion to post the executive session and notify Mr. Johnson of the meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Craig, if you want to talk to him, I'll send him an email.
Okay.
So he knows and he has the information.
Is it not the policy that all probation members are reviewed by the board?
It wasn't. And when this was called out at that May meeting,
this one was a stipulation.
This was because a stipulation of that because we missed it. And it's nothing he did. We just missed it. Yeah. And so we're trying to clean up our own motions.
Because his did have a stipulation that he has to do all calls, not just wildland, and that was the reason.
So I recall. So I was going to have a gal by the name of Lisa Bodie come in tonight, and she's from Crestone. She couldn't come in tonight, and so we've postponed this. But one of the things she's wanting to do is she's with the Crestone Energy Fair, and they have some funding, and they would like to put on a SAWS class. So she would be working with Brent Shields over here. Brent had to leave. He had a family emergency, so they decided to postpone this. And to see if, it would be just for the community to learn how to use a saw, the right mechanics, how to sharpen it, how to mix fuels, how to do things safely with a chainsaw so we don't have accidents throughout the community. And, they would want to maybe team up with the fire department to do that somewhere. So she will probably be here next month if Brent gets back here with his family emergency. He had to fly out this afternoon. So they would be charging those people $75, and then any active firefighters who wanted to do that, they would do a reduced rate or offer some financial assistance through the energy fair to do it. So that will be coming up in a month or so.
And she's a firefighter.
She is. She's a wildland. Yeah. But she's not doing this through the BOC or anybody. This is through the Crestone Energy Fair. And Brent is going to teach the class because he's the saw guy. And he's... My little MS-270 will outrun most 440s right there, 44s. It screams.
Yes. Is that it under new business?
That's it.
Anybody else have new business? Citizen comments. Limited to 3 minutes. No citizen comments?
I have a question. On the app that we got.
Yes.
That we didn't use yet. When I try to go into the app now, it just comes in and says, you do not have permission to view this directory or page.
That's what mine's doing right now, too, so I don't know what they've done.
I can't get into it either.
Jason Casebearer.
But yet I've gotten emails saying there's a new version available, so I've updated it, but it's still...
It's something they've got going on down there that's not working.
Are we making any progress with them?
And with the progress with them is okay. It's the progress with the sheriff's
office. That's what I mean, the sheriff's office.
And I think that was some of the issues. We were trying to get Ken Wilson then tied in with them instead of Dan. And there's just been some confusion. It's just, and Dan's not getting a lot of help because his wife's terminal. So.
No, I understand that. I just didn't know if we're still just waiting on them, and they're just not doing it.
But they wound up. I get about 3 times a week. They got a bug somewhere, and it's just.
Okay.
So they're updating this, trying to weed out those bugs. They're not even sure what happened. So.
I mean, it'd just be great to be able to use it. We don't have it now. We're all paying for it.
I know.
We don't use it. Can't use it.
Anything else? Reviewed the bills and everything?
Mm-hmm. You're good.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
At
9:37.